In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the life of St. Clare of Montefalco, we will be able to appreciate a great spirit of penance as a means of manifesting her love for Jesus, knowing how to offer all her sufferings for the salvation of others. Her entire life was filled with blessings from God. The ecstasies were continuous. The gift of science was admired by the wisest theologians. Her visions and prophecies stunned all who knew her. In short, her life was full of sufferings and penances, but at the same time full of gifts and blessings from God. After her death, her sisters were able to discover that she had the symbols of the Passion of Jesus engraved in her heart, a unique phenomenon in history. With this miracle, God wanted to exalt his servant who loved him so much and suffered so much for him. May this video of her life stimulate us to live our Christian life more fully and to believe more firmly in the truths of our faith. St. Clare of Montefalco's grandfather was named Santiago, and he was nicknamed Vigente. He was a very good businessman and built a good family estate. His three children, Simon, Viviano, and Damiano, maintained the union of their parental assets for a long time to avoid taxes and other inconveniences. Damiano, the youngest son, had been born between 1220 and 1225. He married Jacoba Falcone. In 1251, they had Joan, and in 1268, our saint. In 1272, Francisco came to the world. It seemed that his parents were devotees of St. Francis of Assisi and St. Clare of Assisi, who had died in 1226 and 1253 respectively, and whose fame had spread throughout Italy. In 1273, Theodosia was born, who died when she was very young. Sister Marina, in the process of affirmed that she had heard Joan and Clare say that their father was a good man with a good life. Their mother, being a widow, entered the seclusion with her daughters, where she died. Her parents cultivated wheat and olive trees to sell flour and oil for food, for lamps, and to make ointments. St. Clare of Montefalco was baptized in the Church of San Fontanato, the main church in Montefalco. From a very young age, a deep desire to love God manifested in her. When she was 4 years old, she retired somewhere in the parental home and repeated many times prayers Our Father and Hail Mary that she then knew. She often, accompanied by her mother, went to the church of Castellare, which was very close to her house. A witness affirms that when St. Clare was 5 or 6 years old, he saw her go alone to her sister's seclusion. One day, while he was with her mother, he saw her pick sharp thistles from the chestnut trees and beat them on her chest, invoking the mercy of God, and he says that he saw her do this on several occasions. When she was not yet 6 years old, she sometimes went to visit her sister in her seclusion by herself, and when she was going on the road, the demon was presented with the face covered in the form of a woman, near the door of the seclusion. And the demon instilled in St. Clair of Montefalco a lot of fear. But St. Clair had such a desire to go see her sister that she kept on down the road, and the demon would back off, and she would go into the seclusion. Once she heard a voice telling her that he, referring to the devil, wanted to kill her like her sister, Theodosia. Again, the demon presented to her in the form of her sister Joan. She was definitely wanting to enter the seclusion of her sister when she was 6 years old. And she thought she saw her sister Joan, who told her, "My Claire, for God's sakes, I must tell you something that until now I have hidden from you. The whim you have to lock yourself up with me is vain, foolish, and reckless. It is in vain because, being no more than 6 years old, the Bishop of Spoleto will never give you a license to enter. It is silly, because you think you find pleasure and consolation in seclusion, and you are wrong. I assure you that in all this time I have been locked up, I have had nothing but tribulations. It is reckless because you do not know that if you enter, you will have to fast every day and suffer everything that can be suffered. I confess to you, my sister, that if it were not for the honor of the family, I would not want to be locked up any longer. Now I have come to you secretly to give you this healthy advice that I have not been able to give you other time." Then Claire turned to the crucifix and prayed to know his will. Suddenly she felt an internal voice telling her, "Go tomorrow to see your sister, and you will know my will." The next day, after her sister had listened to her attentively, Joan encouraged her to enter. But if the devil manifested himself to her when she was so young, also the baby Jesus appeared to her and filled her with happiness. There is a detail that is important to consider. As a child, when she prayed, the Virgin Mary appeared to her many times with the baby Jesus under her mantle. Jesus, advised by his mother, approached Claire, took her by the hand, and filled her with immense joy. Claire, who saw the baby Jesus with her own eyes, wanted to take him and play with him. But the baby Jesus turned to his mother and left her with a great desire to love him. It is not surprising that St. Clair of Montefalco, with so much love for Jesus, wanted to dedicate her life to him and retire to live alone with her sister. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.